Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the I Can't Make This Shit Up podcast. And I swear for God, I can't make it up. But before I get into what I can't make up, I'd like to say thank you for listening. Your ears mean the world to me. I'd like to thank your fingers for clicking, because without that click, you wouldn't have heard me. And you know my favorite cliche, without it even being a cliche, without you, there's no me. Oh yeah, ladies and gentlemen, I'm back. And I hope y'all are having a wonderful, beautiful day. I know I am. Just chilling. Saturday. Not making any noise. Worked last night. Been up. Kind of tired, but you know, I wanted to drop this podcast just to holler at my peoples for a little bit. So, let's go ahead, lock into what I want to talk about. And I want to talk about NBA Youngboy. And now these young guys, I don't understand these young guys in this rap game. I really don't. Like, it seems like to me, like getting in trouble is the way to sell records. I don't understand. Like, I know rappers back in the day used to get in trouble. Rest in power, Tupac. You know, he was always into running with the law. And I don't know if it was to try to sell records or not, but I doubt it. But this NBA Youngboy guy, like, come on, man. Like, seriously, bro? 6 charges? And you was on house arrest for the feds? Like, did y'all see the guns that this dude got knocked off with? And he's literally on the streets? Like, that's what I mean. You got to have a little bit of money when the feds come get you. Because when they came got me, oh, shit. They did give me a bond. Now, I can't lie about that. But they didn't give me no house arrest. They didn't think, you know what, this guy just 19 years old. You know, he made a mistake. We gonna let him get back to the street. Shitting me. Nah. See, I was a nobody. I wasn't famous. I didn't have any money. You know, I fit the criteria, but I digress. I don't want to talk about that. Let's get back to NBA Youngboy, to these young guys that are very successful, making decent money, making more money than the average person going to work a 9-to-5. And these guys can't stay out of trouble. Ain't that crazy? That is crazy to me. 24 years old, and all he wants is trouble. Bro, make music. Raise your son. Like, you got things to do, dog. You got a little boy. And I don't know how many kids you really have, but I know you got a son by Floyd Mayweather's daughter. I mean, you got a son. Yeah, I said it right, by Floyd Mayweather's daughter. So, yeah, so, bro, you got enough kids that I think can occupy your time. Like, you got things to do, man. Be a father, bro. Stop trying to be a thug, homeboy. Do you really, really want to go to prison, dog? Do you really? You know, and I know you might making this shit look good for your fans and the young guys that look up to you, but I hope they not that dumb. I pray to God I hope they not that dumb, because if they are, then that's bad parenting. Come on now. Like, come on, NBA young boy. Get it together, bro. Get it together. You are a role model, sad but true. And they using you to get young black men like yourself in prison. But you can't see that yet, though. Or you can see it and you part of the plan. You a plant. You know? Because mighty strange that, what's the other rapper? Kodak Black. He get in trouble. Now you getting in trouble. Who's next? Like, this what time it is now? It's time for these guys to get in trouble. Come on now. Come on now. You got to do better, bro. You got to do better. I know you're a young guy. I get it. I got it. I was young once, but when I was your age, I was already in prison. To be honest, I was already 4.5 years already in at 24. And I'm telling you, you don't want to be in that place, bro. You really don't. Like, why are you throwing stones at the penitentiary wall? You literally throwing stones. Let me in. Come on, man. Come on now. You could do better, bro. You could do better. But on that note, I want to thank everybody for listening. I really appreciate it that you took your time out to rock with your boy. And again, you know, tell people about me. If you like what you hear, you know what you got to do. Share the joint. Tell people about it. Y'all know how I'm doing it. Like it's 1999, like I'm slinging mixtapes out the back of my trunk. You already know. And on that note, thank you. I really appreciate it. And I love all y'all. I'm out.